Golden Hope, written by Johanna Nichols and read by Jennifer Valetic. The road to Ballarat lay ahead of them, like a road map to an unknown destiny. Winding through a forest of ancient eucalypts, it had managed to survive a recent bushfire that had cut a swathe through the bush. Behind them, on either side of the highway, lay miles of charred forest, miraculously studded with fresh green buds bursting through the seams of giant blackened tree trunks, fulfilling the age-old promise of rebirth after fire. Clytie told herself this was a good omen for their survival. There was no other traffic on the highway except the gaudy convoy of wagons of Wildebrand Circus heading for the heart of the Gold Triangle. Look at us. We own the highway, and this time we'll make a killing at Ballarat, Bendigo, and wherever else we play. The sun was so strong it seared through the cotton skin of Clytie's boy's shirt and overalls, the standard roustabout garb she always wore driving her mother's wagon to the next town on the circus's itinerary. The summer wind tugged at the tartan Scottish cap into which she bundled up her hair. Wind rattled the large concertina folds of the map, one end of which was wedged under her foot as she followed their route while holding the horse's reins with her free hand. Beside her on the driver's seat, Dolores was swathed in muslin like an Indian sari cocoon to protect her ivory complexion from the harsh sun and waves of red dust thrown up by the wagons ahead of them.
"A few freckles aren't the kiss of death, Mama," Clytie teased.
"Easy for you to laugh, girl." Clytie was thankful for being born with a light olive skin free from the freckles that were her mother's bête noire.
"Did I inherit it from my father?" Clytie asked, ever hopeful for a clue to his identity.
"You never give up, do you?" Her mother shook her head. "Just keep your eyes on the road, girlie. What do you need a map for? We're hardly likely to lose our way in a convoy."
Dolores's voice was soft and chiding. She seldom lost her temper with her daughter, but Clytie knew when it was time to duck on the rare occasions her mother let rip her ancestral Spanish temperament.
"I like to know where I'm going, Mama, not just follow blindly after the leader."
"Don't let Vlad hear you say that."
The circus troupe accepted Vlad as her stepfather, but Clytie chafed under the casual nickname of the knife thrower's daughter. Whenever Dolores slept with Vlad in his wagon, Clytie tried to block her ears against her mother's cries. She had long suspected her mother hid bruises inflicted by Vlad.
"I'm not afraid of him, Mama. But I know it's not easy to stand up to a man who hits first and argues later. Enough, Clytie. I can handle him. And never forget, we need him."